News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. If it's not happening here, is it really happening? Carl, Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark's with me. It's Thursday.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. Good
we love
morning,
Thursday
North State.
Mornings, too. Yeah, I love Thursday. I love, you know what, because you just come in all bright-eyed. It's right at 7 o'clock, maybe a minute after you come through. You are fired up and ready to go.
I'm ready.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 for those of you listening out of state. KCNR 1460 is how they listen out of state and how a lot of people can jump into our chat room. And, of course, Wayne's with us today. Bad Bob's on his way, I think, to Oregon. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Yeah, and Wayne's here and he does news once a week, but he's handling all of our baseball stuff now. And so we've got a bunch of good guys out and women out here working with us. So, hey, let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, about what's happening on Wall Street. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages have given up earlier gains and are now mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 17,081. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 1989. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 6 points at 4,468. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Nokia up 56 cents at 823. Ford positive 22 cents, trading at 18 even. AT&T down 50 cents at 35.38. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 88 cents at 91.52. PG&E positive 17 cents, trading at 47.31. Verizon down 3 pennies at $50.88. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price sealed 2.5% and the 30-year bond 3.29. For commodities, gold is down $12 an ounce at $12.94, silver off 29 cents at 20, and crude oil down 21 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday right here on KCNR. And I tell you what, if you're looking for good advice, Susan Eastman is, a leader in her field, as are everybody else that works there at Wells Fargo Advisor team. Looking for that path to financial freedom, give them a call at 243-7561. And they're the ones to get you out there. 243-7561.
66 degrees in downtown Reading. Sunny with a high near 95 today. A little bit of wind, but not bad. Clear with a low around 67 this evening. Sunny and high of 100 degrees on Friday. Going to get up around 101 over the weekend. The weather is
always brought by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated. I'm sorry I didn't have that piece of paper out here.
Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793.
Well, you know what? It's you know what? Here it is. And we have, when I said that, Wayne was doing the baseball, I meant that he's producing baseball. Nate is still out there. Trust me, Nate is out there on the field. In fact, a lot of the kids are starting to go back to a school from the baseball team. And we're not sure if Nate's not playing and calling the game somehow. I'm not sure.
Well, but you scared me when you said, where's Nate, for heaven's sake?
Where's Nate? Well, no, and they have, we've got I've got producers. Every one of my producers can do anything around here. I've got two people that do news in the morning, but the rest of the producers, all the staffing, all the stuff they can do. Speaking of the what goes on around here, there's so many things going on. That the big thing is that do you have enough time to do everything and still get a good night's sleep?
You just have to make that a number one priority. And be sure that you have your bed set at the proper setting so you get that full night's rest.
What's your sleep number setting?
55.
I know. You know what? My sleep number setting is 40, but I think I'm moving up to 45. I'm slowly getting up there. Linda's sleep number setting is 45, and she's feeling good. In fact, the other night, we forgot to do it. You know, I just kind of fell into bed. The bed's so comfortable, even at 100, you can sleep. But the next morning, you go, it was a little bit different, and that's why. Now, the Sleep IQ technology that they've just introduced. Of course, they have the dual air technology. So I have one sleep number setting and Linda has the other. But then you have the Sleep IQ where it tells you how you're sleeping at night and can give you ideas and sends information to you through an app on your phone. It says, you know what?
You didn't sleep well last night.
Well, or you toss here, you know, you might be thinking about this. I mean, they're thinking of everything. And the only place in the world to find a sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, of course, is your Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center. Now, I need you to do something for me. I need you to go down there and go down and visit Janice and Brian and the people down there and tell them that you heard it on KCNR. I know people have gone there and told me, hey, we've bought beds down there. We're so happy. But just make sure you tell them where you heard this from, KCNR. And get on down there this weekend. Get out of the heat. Lay on the beds. They will show you what a great night's sleep is. Yeah, what a great night's sleep is. Made in America. Guarantees on it. It is absolutely a fabulous bed. Sleep number bed with the Sleep IQ technology. Even if you don't get the Sleep IQ technology. Anyway. Okay, today, we've got a lot of interesting things on today we want to talk about. We're going to give away some tickets. We want to talk about the Chiefs town hall meeting. Big article on the front page. Some more good news about houses here in town. We want to talk about what's happening up in Anselmo's. We want to talk a little bit about the Colt 45s, just a little bit, too. I want to talk about that bike that was stolen. This young man that works right next door, almost, at Turbo Deli, they hire developmentally disabled workers, that can get by with themselves, and they can do these jobs, and they do a great job. In fact, it is a great place right down here to go eat. But he built this bike and built it all himself. This is the way he got back and forth to work, and then somebody stole it from behind, right down here, right where we're at, right here. Somebody came by and stole his bike.
See, and so. You're right downtown. He's doing a job. He's self-supporting.
Taking care of himself.
Taking care of himself. And he can't even park his bike outside without somebody.
So this is what happened. They had a photo of the bike, and his brother says, "You know what? Let's see if we can get some donations." So he put it up on the website that we need $1,000. That's how much money he'd spent on this bike and all this to replace this bike. And by the end of the day, $1,200.
Wow.
People came through.
So, you know, it's a great community, but whoever has that bike, just wow.
Yeah, you know what? If you see him driving down the street, and then, you know, be vigilant, hit him with your car. I did not say that. It was a joke. I did not mean that. Do not go out there and find, because first of all, do you know what the bike looks like? Uh-huh, you don't. So don't go driving around hitting people on bikes. Because they look like they may have stolen a bike. It could be me. We got to take a break here. Trish, I want to come back and talk about what's going on at Anselmo's.
Okay.
Because I just got something. I saw it also in a blog from Mark Beecham that I know that an update on what's happening in Anselmo's. I had Dave Kehoe was in here Monday.
Uh-huh.
And during the breaks, I talked to him about what was going on. And he says is that everything he hears is everybody's getting along real well, and that it's moving forward.
Oh, it absolutely is. And after we go to a break, we'll come back and we'll let everybody know where we're at.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This is Free Fire Radio. At 8 o'clock today, we've got a guy by the name of Dennis Michael Lynch. He makes films, and he filmed what was happening or what is happening along the border with this huge influx of, quote, children that are coming across the border. Children may not be the right word for everyone that's trying to get across the border, but he'll be on at 8 o'clock today with what he saw firsthand on the border. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Yeah.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training, 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews and register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got all types of guests lined up. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Great deals on jewelry. A fine selection of everything you could possibly imagine. Linda loves it there. Trish loves it there.
Absolutely. The jewelry is outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Estate jewelry. And Leonard gives great prices, and he's a straight shooter. You can't ask for more than that, except one thing. He's got the only qualified watch repairman in the whole area at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Like I said, across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay.
Okay, so everyone remembers that Anselmo's Winery and Shasta County
in the battle, of the century.
Exactly, have not been best but bosom buddies since Reverge Anselmo came to town. So a while back, though, they were able to reach an agreement that they were going to get rid of all the lawsuits, and they were going to move forward and legitimize everything that's up there and reach a conclusion and have everything licensed and properly set out. So we're in the process of doing that now. Mr. Anselmo is back in Connecticut, as a lot of people know. He's back handling his mother's estate.
Well, he's got his mother passed away. Exactly. A lot of businesses back there and that. And, I mean, there's other reasons for him to be back there, too.
Absolutely. I mean, he has his business back there. And so he has people here. The colonel is here running the winery and the
colonel
facilities
Tim Garrity
up there.
Is here. And Tim has done a great job. The colonel, and he's going to be on the show here. And we're going to talk about things that are going on in the world, because this man is just he is just tied into so many places, from his background as a senior officer in the United States Marine Corps, time in the Central Intelligence Agency, and then in a lot of the boards he's been on. And he's retired now, but he's not retired. He's,
as most of us are.
Yeah, we're all retired.
So anyway, they have a plan. We have a meeting coming up before the Shasta County Planning Commission on August 14th.
And that's about?
At 2 o'clock. And that is to a zone change and legitimizing all of the activities that are up at Anselmo's, the winery, the conservatory, the restaurant, all of those things. Some of the permits have already been issued. We're in the process of getting all those permits issued and going through the paperwork, basically crossing the T's and dotting the I's for all of the work that's been done. At the end of that process, we're doing a negative.
I know, it's
a
about
mitigated
saying,
negative deck.
Right, so you don't have to do an environmental.
Well, we are doing an environmental process. It's just not a complete EIR, because there are no impacts that cannot be mitigated. And so we're in the process of doing that, and all that will go before the Planning Commission. We're going to have a little meeting up in Inwood at the winery on August 6th, an informational meeting, just for people to come and ask their questions. There's some issues about water and noise and traffic and all those things, which we have already done the studies, and there are no issues that can't be mitigated.
I don't see any changes from what it was. I mean, what it is.
Basically, all we're doing is legitimizing what is already there, and it will the zone change.
The permits, huh?
The zone change will allow for a small boutique hotel and spa, which has already been in the plans. Up there.
Right, and that's, we're talking like 12 rooms or something like that.
16 rooms.
Oh, 16. Okay, 16 rooms.
16 rooms. Now, a very, very small boutique hotel.
Yeah, now frankly, a lot of the permits and things that should have been done, or maybe done a certain way, were not done correctly.
Bottom line, they couldn't reach an agreement about, you know, he was submitting applications. Sometimes the process was not timely on either side. There were faults on both sides. That's kind of the agreement. We've agreed to disagree about this and just
move
forward.
And just move forward. And again, spending a lot of money out there and having a lot of construction guys going and building another hotel. And the future of Anselmo Vineyards is kind of up in the air. I mean, it's still going to move forward. Right now, they are booked out through next year for weddings out there, and there'll be no canceling of weddings or anything like that. I mean,
there's no break in operations.
It's
just moving
the restaurant's going forward,
and
everything.
Each day we're accomplishing a little bit more, getting the documentation to support the building that's gone on there. And as I indicate, when we get to the Planning Commission meeting, and then in September we'll have a meeting before the Board of Supervisors, and everything will be legitimate.
When do you think that it'll be complete?
The process should be completed after we've got permission from the Board of Supervisors to go forward and change all the rest of it. By the end of October is certainly my hope.
And you're not running into any opposition. The whole thing is, hey, look, you guys from the Board of Supervisors and this, it's like, hey, you guys, as long as y'all have gotten it together, and you've got a new person working out there with you, Ian.
Yes.
Ehnert.
Ehnert Diaz.
That's right, and who is an expert in this. And frankly, Ehnert had his butting heads was with Russ Maul, and Russ Maul's been gone for.
Well, and that's why we're able to solve this in my mind. We've gotten beyond all
gone.
Of that, and we're doing. Each side is now acting professionally, and we're just moving forward. And I'm acting in a consulting capacity, simply to cut through the red tape and make it easier for Mr. Anselmo to listen to some of the stuff, because he doesn't like the details.
That's right. Well, and then, like you said, he's in Connecticut, but it's moving forward. It's tax money. It's, the restaurant up there is just simply outstanding. It's a tax base. You know, if they build this little boutique, once this thing comes together, and by the way, I talked to Dave Kehoe. And I said, it seems to be moving along. He says, and they're happy.
I think everyone.
They're happy with the whole process, because, it's good for everybody. We got past this, this whose guns are bigger or what all this. And so now we're moving into this into this area. But it's good because you get something like that up there, and we can get that little boutique hotel. And, you know, you're going to have other people looking to move and to build other vineyards to bring other things up there. I mean, what a beautiful – could you imagine that valley with spas and a couple of vineyards up there where it becomes destination? Because we're talking about making Redding a destination area by all the things that could happen at Turtle Bay. I mean, there are a lot of things that could happen at Turtle Bay, and Mike Warren's going to be on Monday, with that property. And everybody thinks, oh, they're going to put a high-rise there or a brothel. I'm not sure what people think. But that's not what the plan is. But you've got 80,000 cars coming past here every day, past our exits. But they're going past the exits. We've got to peel them off and, you know, get them in here to go Whiskey Town and maybe up to Weaverville, but also to places up like, you know, to Manton and where the vineyards are.
We've got a lot of wineries in Shasta County.
You've got them.
And we need to make them a focal point. We went there through and got the designation for the viticulture area.
Yeah.
We need to keep moving forward.
And we can't take steps backwards. Okay. Hey, guess what I have? I have two tickets to Kids Unlimited. It's going to be this Saturday, the 26th at 2 p.m. Two free tickets to Kids Unlimited. All you have to do is give me a call, 605-4567, 605-4567, for two tickets to Kids Unlimited.
And those kids,
fabulous.
These kids are fantastic. They work so hard on this every year, and it is an outstanding performance.
You know, in the next couple of minutes, because we're going to give away some more tickets. We've got a bunch of tickets to give away by this weekend. I want to talk about the Colt 45s. You know what? The Colt 45s have taken a huge step forward. Huge step forward. This year, they are almost twice as, you know, the attendance last year was like three times as much as it was the year before. This year, it's twice again. KIXE night down there had over 1,000 people. We've broadcast 45 games all the way through the rest of, the next couple of weeks of July and into August. And we are rocking with that, and it has just been a huge success. Every one of those organizations went down there to raise money, has made money.
And that's been the great thing. Each night is somebody's down there, getting money for their organization while we're enjoying baseball as well. So it's a great win-win situation for everybody. The community has a new event that's just excellent. The facilities have been improved.
It is great. You know, you go down and you spend $5 to get in, except for the next person that calls, you get two tickets. You get two free tickets to the Colt 45s. That's right. Two free tickets to the Colt 45s. Just give us a call.
Any particular performance?
No, any of them. You can go to the rest of the kind of general admission. The Colt 45s, 10th anniversary, just a general admission. Give us a call, 605-4567. You can use it for any game around here on home games. Trish, a lot of things going on. We got some people lined up here to talk to, but I want to talk about later on, I think we'll have time, is talk about crime and what's going on in the town hall meeting and how important it is that people show up for this.
If you're not part of the solution in these things, then you're part of the problem.
In fact, you may be a burglar.
You need to show up and speak.
That's right. If you don't, you may be a criminal. But and this is the first. I talked to the chief yesterday. We will be broadcasting that meeting.
Oh, fantastic.
No matter where it is, we're going to be showing up and we're going to be broadcasting it. So people that can't make it that day or something, but you can listen to it, and we're going to archive it so you can go back and listen to it no matter how long it takes. It may be a four-hour meeting. I don't know. But people need to show up. I don't think it'll be 4 hours. But there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. You're going to have not only just the chief, but you're going to have the sheriff, the DA, the probation department, the public defender. I'm not sure. There's going to be a number of other people there because this is a lot of people don't know, it's not just the police. It is like a dance, arrest, incarceration.
The DA comes into it. Public defender.
Yeah.
Everybody. You've got a whole, and if you can't just fund one piece of that and solve the problem.
That's right. And also the Anderson Police Chief will also be there because they're all working together. And maybe the Highway Patrol because this is a group that we all have to work together.
And got to take this community back.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark's here today. Trish, you're looking great.
As usual. I love Thursdays. Great days.
Thursdays. There's a lot of things we can do on Thursdays. We got some stuff going. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. But you know, Orchard Nutrition, when you walk into the place, my cholesterol drops 4 points just walking into the place. I feel better. You know, my hair gets darker. I mean, the whole thing, because it is your place. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to help you. And I mean, it doesn't even charge you. Classes in the evening for free on health and diet. They have got all types of raw and organic foods, and they, you know, no GMOs. You know, they push that stuff away. You know, bulk good foods. Joe and his people down there just love what they do, and everybody there so much wants to help you at Orchard Nutrition. Again, Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Again, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. We really, really like those guys down there. All right, we're here to with two members of the Active 2030 Club, Ian Stripling and Justin Meyer. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Ian, what makes you active? What do you do to keep you active?
Well, I've been a member of the 2030 Club for 5 years now, and we've done numerous projects in town, including building a couple playgrounds. Now we've taken over the Sundial Film Festival and the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade. And so really, club activities keep us pretty busy. And in my spare time, I like to coach a couple Rugrats in Little League.
Okay. But what do you do, though? I mean, what's your business?
I'm a civil engineer. I work at Sherrod Dunlap Sawyer in town, a land development firm.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. That you're you actually have a job. You're not out pushing a cart in between going to 2030 Club activities?
No. Stay pretty busy.
Okay. And Justin Meyer.
Yes.
And what do you do, and what do you do for fun here?
Oh, in the Active 2030 Club, I'm currently the club president. Like Ian said, we do a lot of events throughout the year. Right now, I think last year, between 30 members, we donated about 3,000 hours of volunteer time last year to different organizations.
I know you guys are out there a lot, and we've had quite a few of your members on here at various times.
And we appreciate that a lot.
Well, you know what? Y'all do a lot for the community. And frankly, though, you need to get involved more. But I think you're getting ready to do that. I think y'all have already started that on the political side. It's about time.
We're getting there. We're trying to stay unpolitical as much as we can, but we're here for the children.
Yeah, well, you do, but you have to, you know, the future of the community depends upon the people we elect in office. And sure. So if you're business people and what have you, you see things that need fixed and people that can fix them, you need to get behind them and back them.
We want you guys involved. Yes, you know, you want to stay as apolitical as possible during the 2030 Club. But as individuals, I hope you get involved. We have, you know, we need to get your input. We need to have you all in because you're the future. You know, I want to go shoot squeaks, but you know, let them run this place. Okay, but you two
well,
are here.
Going to. Let's make sure they pick the right people from their group to be the leaders.
Well, that's true, and having and we're not lecturing here because it sounds like we're lecturing, but I know you all are. You know, you got the pulse of this town. I mean, you all are pushing through things, so that's great. But
so
you're
what are
here,
you here this morning for?
Yeah, you're here for something specific here.
Well, we're here to promote our first annual Frank Sawyer Memorial Kids Fishing Day. It's an event that we're hosting out on August 2nd at the Ross's Ponds on Old Oregon Trail, just north of Shasta College. And it's a day where we're really dedicating it to children of veterans. What we're doing is we're going to have activities for the kids that range from kids painting fish to learning how to bait a hook to learning about the fish and their habitat. And basically after these children go to each station, they're going to get a chance to go actually catch some fish out at Ross's Ponds and put those skills that they just learned to use. And you know, one of my favorite parts is we're going to have, it's called a Heroes Booth. So we're going to let every child do a personalized message to mom or dad who's serving out of town, or grandma or grandpa who has, served this country before, and, you know, have a personalized message. We're going to record the entire day's events on video and then be able to mail a DVD to mom or dad or grandma or grandpa across the country so they can see.
Oh, how cool.
See how much fun they had, but, you know, get a little piece of home away from home.
And what a great memorial to a great guy. I mean, everybody knew Frank Sawyer, and what a great memorial for him. He would so enjoy that.
Yeah, Frank was a very avid fisherman.
Yes, he was.
He was a member of the Active 2030 Club quite some time ago.
He got a few years back, yeah.
He got me involved in the club, and, you know, he's a Navy veteran, so we thought it would be a great way to honor Frank and keep his legacy going on in this town, and a great way to help out special needs children that you know, of veterans.
I think that's just a – I don't super. Think you could have picked an activity that would be more fitting.
Yeah, this is great. Okay, now, so let's tell everybody how to get there, when, again, phone numbers, all that stuff.
Well, probably the easiest way is to – we're asking all the kids of veterans to pre-register on our website because we only have room for so many kids. So our website is reading2030.com. And then right on there is the front page. There's this thing that says Fishing Day. Click right on that, and there's a sign-up form right there. And also has a map to Ross's Ponds as well.
Oh, great. So all the information is there.
Have you talked to Bob Dunlap over at the Shasta County Veterans Advocates?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. To get that word out that way and the Order of the Purple Heart and the VA clinic. Because, you know, they have a lot of, I mean, they come rolling through there. I mean, maybe you've already done that. You've probably already thought of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we've been working with numerous veterans
okay.
organizations.
Okay, great.
We've got Homeward Bound on board. I spoke with the VA and
CalVet.
CalVet. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
That's great because it just, you know, you want a good turnout for this. Okay, super. And when's it going to be?
It's Saturday, August 2nd. That's going to be a week from this Saturday. It's going to be from 10 to 1.
A week from this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's already August.
Yeah. So, and July went where?
I'm not even sure where February is. Okay, August
I'm
the 2nd.
Stuck in 2013.
Yeah,
oh, no, that's not supposed to happen at your age.
And this is a great way to have, you know, for kids, for them to be out fishing, but also to have a good day and send some stuff, send a great DVD to their folks or grandfolks.
Yeah. And it sounds like you've got all kinds of other activities to keep the kids busy. It's going to be a great
definitely.
Day.
Yeah. Definitely. And then, you know, once they complete all those activities, they're going to get sent home with a brand new fishing pole and little tackle box. And,
oh, wow.
Courtesy of the 2030 Club.
Oh, great, great opportunity. How many children can you have?
We're hoping for 40. We have room for enough for 40, enough volunteers for 40. So that's what we're hoping for. So spread the word.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Give us a call next week, too, and we'll talk about it some more. And good luck on this. And thank you for what you do for our community. Because I know we're talking about this, but there's so many other things, like the Lighted Christmas Parade. What a beautiful event that is, you know, no matter what the weather. You got lots of people out there.
And the film festival.
And
that's
the film festival.
Big job.
I really liked it. Yeah. But I think your guys still owe me a fishing trip. Some of the people, I think it was the a couple of guys putting it on said, oh, hey, we'll take you out in the sack. I'm like, okay.
Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't you come out on August 2nd? We'll take you out to Ross's Pond.
Because it's embarrassing that all the little kids catch fish and I don't. You know, that's why I like to be out there by myself, you know, kind of looking around, me and the bears. All right. August 2nd, Ross's Pond. We're having Active 2030 Club's having a great event out there with kids fishing. You can check out their website at the
Reading2030.com.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we've got another event that's happening here soon, a big music festival being put on. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi, this is Aaron Walton, branch manager at Plumas Bank here in Reading. As a proud sponsor of the Colt 45 summer baseball season, we know how important it is to support our community and local businesses. Plumas Bank is here to help you and your business succeed. Give us the opportunity to earn your business. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall, and just down the street from the ball field. We can come to you. Call us today at 246-2364.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
You'll be dancing in the aisles this Friday and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at ReadingCivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
First-time homebuyers, investors, and those seeking refinance. Ready for an exceptional lending experience? Land Home Financial Services is here to help. Our direct lending paperless underwriting ensures timely closings, providing conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, reverse mortgage, and much more. You deserve the best from a local lender. Call toll-free now, 877-933-3330, with offices in Reading, Chico, and Mount Shasta. We welcome the opportunity.
Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Not a commitment to lend. NMLS number 764-637. California DBO 607-3458. California DBO 916-324-6624. California BRE number 009-883-4.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Butt and Trish Clark. Good morning. It is Thursday, July the 24th, and it's 66 degrees out there, and I think it's going to be getting up to, what did we say, like
about 95.
95 days. It hasn't been too bad. The weather hasn't been too bad, really.
It's been absolutely wonderful, and we've had a little respite, but it's going to heat right back up by the end of the week.
It is. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, coffee, any type of coffee or cold drink you can imagine in there, some wines, brews there. Walk next door, and you have, e-cigs of all kinds and makes and flavors, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state right there, Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew right here on 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community. Lot for our community. So far we've been talking about everything. But now we have Delaney Gover here.
Hello.
A very shy. We're going to have to kind of like.
Yeah, you're going to kind of spark her up because.
Yes, I'm really shy, you guys. You're really going to have to work with me.
Kind of a lot like your grandfather, actually, a shy, retiring, uninvolved kind of person.
Yes, all of us Govers, we're shy people out there.
It's great to have you here, Delaney.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate being here today.
Okay, now, Delaney, you've got something going on this weekend.
Ooh, boy, do I. Yes. So this weekend, I'm actually hosting one of the beginning of mini series of concerts out at the Gover Ranch. But yes, this weekend is the Starlight Music Jamboree. And what it is it's going to be like a little mini carnival full of local music. It's going to be local food, local brew. We have local vendors coming out. It's going to be quite exciting. So, and I'm really looking forward to it. We have array of 9 different bands, plus myself, is going to be performing this weekend, and it's going to start at 1 p.m., and we're not stopping until probably a little after 1:30 a.m. We got to kill the music by 2 a.m., or John at NetSound will probably strangle me, and so will the budgets. So I guess I got to get everybody off by 2 a.m., but we are going to be literally playing music all day and all night long. And because there's overnight camping, and I have people coming with RVs and trailers and motorhomes, and people are going to be popping up tents, it's going to be quite a, it's just going to be a whole weekend event. So
Shasta County.
Okay, I'm really excited.
Who are the bands going to be there? All different kinds?
Oh, yes. Well, the first, it's the Jamboree. So this first one, we're ranging from rock, country, heavy metal. There's, DJ Bucky Dunn, he's going to do hip-hop. I told him to do everything that he's not allowed to play on the radio because I wanted it to be really fresh and really kind of a new sound out there. Plus, you know, we can push Pandora and we can turn on the radio. So it's going to be a real fresh sound out there. But yes, we've got, we're going to be opening with DJ Bucky Dunn. Then we will have Avenue of Escape. Then Party of One, Summer Chappelle. After Summer Chappelle, we're going to have Lost Roots. Lost Roots is a real popular band that plays here. And then they're going to be followed up by Hollow Lane. Hollow Lane is opening for Journey's Edge. Journey's Edge just played here at Summer Serenade a month or so ago, which is how I schmoozed and found them. So they will be out they're going to be playing at 9 o'clock. So they're going to be our big hoorah. And then after Journey's Edge, I will be performing at 10, and I'll be switching it up because I am a dubstep electronic dance. So we're going to be turning it into one big house dance fest. And then after I'm done, we're going to be finishing the night off with Shandy Tracy. She's going to be singing a couple songs that she wrote. And then Sound Mind, and then we're ending it with some really heavy metal with End Time Lions.
Wow.
So if you caught all that, you understand that we have a whole range.
So you can show up at 9 o'clock in the morning and then just kind of like be there.
Yeah, you can
vendors,
be there.
Got vendors?
Yes, we have vendors. There are Jim Indigo with Indigo Films is going to be out there. Plus, he's going to be doing some videography work for the festival, but he will have a vendor booth. There's a woman named Tracy who has a magazine out I'm not allowed to talk about it because she's releasing it, but she is releasing a magazine and an online magazine newspaper. So she's going to be there with her vendor booth promoting it. We have a woman with Beautiful. And then also today, I have to do a lot of callbacks and get some more people who are interested in coming out.
How about food?
Food. Well, we've got Mary's Pizza is going to be out there doing the food. They're going to be serving food from 1 p.m. till about 1 a.m. We'll see how long. They're so excited. They said they'll serve
food
all night.
They're a great couple. They'll be there.
We really like them.
So love
having them on the show.
Really great part of the community.
They've worked with us, yeah. Okay, so you're going to have great food out there.
So Mary's is going to be there. At 8 p.m., we will be we're going to go over ranches doing our own barbecue. We're actually going to be smoking a pig all day. And then at 8 p.m., we're doing a big carnitas dinner.
Is that healthy? I mean, I've heard of smoking. I mean, do you roll them? How do you do that? How do
you
smoke a pig?
Yeah, you definitely
does it take
can
a
roll
long time? Does
yeah,
it,
they
does
roll
it,
and
does
roll
it take
and
a long? Does it take a long time to light that?
Well, I can light it pretty quickly, but we're talking about the pig here. We're going to be smoking it all day. It's going to be sitting there. It'll probably be teasing everybody, but yeah, at 8 p.m. we're going to do a big carnitas dinner. And then when the food's gone about 10, because my dad only wanted to cook for a little while. So when the food is...
So dad's going to be there too,
So dad's going to be there doing some barbecue. And yep, so when they're done and they're like, okay, we're over this cooking, we're going back to Mary's. So Mary's will be there all day and all night. And Dill's Barbecue
going to be out there
Well,
too?
They're coming out because they're doing, they're holding the liquor liability. So they are coming out with their beer
so
wagon.
So there's going to be beer out
perfect,
there.
Yeah.
All local
okay.
beer.
All right, now take a breath here. Let me start asking some questions.
Yes.
I wish you were a little more outgoing.
Oh, I'ahave.
We have to keep dragging this out. Why are we having a music festival? I think it's a great idea, but how come you're putting it on? You have reasons for it.
Oh, yes. Well, at 17, I left, and I went away for college, and I came back about a year ago. But while I was gone, I've been doing nothing but performing, singing, making music, doing operas, Broadways, I was in Santa Clara working in a studio, singing in underground hip-hop clubs, singing my dance music in between all the rap guys' sets. It was amazing. I loved it. And then I ended up having real reality. And the real reality was Gover Ranch. I had to come home and work. And so I've been here now a year. And I'm a little going stir crazy. And because there's not a lot of venues to play here, and I rock with a lot of people who play, we're playing in backyards, warehouses, private parties. We're kind of playing anywhere we can. And then I was like sitting there on my own home, which is a venue, and it is a venue where I hold everybody else's parties and concerts, and I watch all these bands come through and play for weddings. And I was like, okay, here we go. We're going to start holding concerts here. And then I kind of used this as an excuse because I want to perform at everyone. And then it ended up being, well, I made a few phone calls in this community and saw how excited people were. And then I decided to turn it up a notch, and I wasn't just going to throw a party. I was throwing a festival. And then I wanted to get the community involved, and then I wanted to start shaking hands with other people to get my hands shook. And so then it kind of just kept
snowballing.
Developing. Yeah, and then I decided I just don't do anything one way. I'm a very if I'm going to do things, I'm going to do them. If I threw my high school parties, I mean, that's why parents got mad at me, but if I threw a high school party, I was going to throw a high school party. We had two bands playing at all times. I'd have like 300 kids out there because I'd have Enterprise, Shasta, Foothill out there because I would be like, let's all get together and play some music. I've been a music girl my whole life. So this is how I'm expressing it through the ranch.
Okay, and so this is the first of many.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we got about 3 minutes left. Okay, now Gover Ranch could be used for anything, right? I mean, weddings, you're talking about weddings, and other people can come out and rent the area out there. And
yeah.
What is it exactly?
We're primarily, well, it's a working ranch. It's been in my family for a long time. I'm the sixth generation of Gover. But we just don't do walnuts and ag anymore. We now have an outdoor venue, 3 acres. Plus, we have lodging. We can sleep 20 people in estate homes out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold a lot of corporate retreats. I have fundraisers out there. I hold charities and things like that. People come out and throw their own private birthday parties, things like that. I have weddings is what we are kind of known for here is we deliver excellent, excellent weddings out at the Gover Ranch. However, I don't want to stay doing just that. But just like any business wants to grow, everybody, mm-hmm. I don't know, people who are inspired, they want to keep expanding. And, well, quite frankly,
I have to keep growing or you get run over.
Yeah, I have a big vision, and I'm kind of a young pup, and I want to do some real cool things in my life. So this is, like, my opportunity to start.
Okay. Now, that's going to be this Saturday. It starts at 9 o'clock. You got a couple of tickets for it,
I do have a couple of tickets. I would like to give
and
away
how much are the
tickets? Well, the tickets are $25, but they get you access to the venue all day long. So you can come in and out. There'll be lawn games once you're in. So there's activities to do. There's the vendors to meet. There'll be there's some surprises that I'm not going to discuss over the air that when you get out there, you're going to be able to enjoy because we have a couple surprises. But, yeah, so it's all entrance. And plus some of the money that's coming in, I mean, that's how we're paying for the bands. And then I'm giving it to nonprofits here that are local. So.
Okay.
Well, perfect. Yeah, that's important for the people to know where
okay,
the money's
going.
Okay,
so we've got a couple of tickets here, 605-4567, 605-4567, if you want some tickets. Here's an all-day
festival.
And if it's anything like Delaney, it ought to be a fun time.
Yeah, rest up the night before because you are really going to have a day.
This is going to be something you have barbecue. Is barbecue, are you charging for that, or is that just part of the admission, or how does that work?
Well, you know, I couldn't really quite tell you. I'm not quite sure how that's going to go down. I think we might be providing a barbecue for a small time, but Mary's Pizza will be charging.
Well, yeah, and they should.
And the beer, you know, the beer is all locally brewed, so that will also
have a price.
A price, but it's not going to be a heavy price, you guys. We want
you know
you
what
to,
this you know what Delaney,
want you to come out and have some
Delaney,
fun.
This is great. This is another thing. You know, of course, you know if they have to call the police out and all that, which I'm sure they won't. But this sounds like a lot of fun, and this venue. Because it could be other things too, on a regular rock basis or country country bases.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you can come out and do a lot of things if you've got the venue and you've got the will to do it. It sounds like you have.
So let's give everybody an idea of where the Gover Ranch is. Not everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
Gover Ranch is in Anderson, and we're down by the Coleman Fish Hatchery. If you follow the Coleman Fish Hatchery signs going on Balls Ferry or Ash Creek, it will lead you straight to the ranch.
Did we give away any tickets?
Yeah, we got Carolyn.
Okay, and then is there somebody else looking for tickets?
There's one more.
Okay, get her name too. We're going to give away two sets of tickets. All right, one to Carolyn and one to whoever the next one is.
Oh, Carolyn, congratulations. Thank you for calling. I'm so excited for you. You are seriously going to have so much fun. And remember, this is all ages, and kids are free. I did not announce that, but kids are free. Teenagers, yes, they're going to have to pay teens, but kids are free out there.
Okay, kids are free.
Age limit.
And this is going to be a great time. It's going to be Saturday at Gover Ranch. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. It goes till maybe one in the morning.
Yeah, we got to get the morning out.
That's
we're
right.
Going till the morning.
That's right. Okay, Delaney, thanks a lot for coming in. We've given away two sets of tickets. And we'll be right back after the news.
Yeah, we're going to take a breath now because we're going to have to.
Yeah, we have to get our breath back after Delaney's leaving.
Delaney did like a whirlwind.
And we're going to have Mr. Lynch on, who has just been down on the border. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Well, it really is. I'm a little nervous because it's like I don't know what the first prediction is going to be. But there's going to be a couple hundred, and I already have people. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I reserved a motorhome, 20-foot motorhome.
Treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I haven't got my breath back yet.
Well, I know, and we're just having a little problem here with the news. And anyway, we're back, though, now, and we'll do our own news.
Exactly.
So, the news is we got a lot of things going on. You've got two people to call. Wayne, let's get on the phone here, partner.
It's 66 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 95 today. We're looking for a little bit of wind, but not bad. Clear and around 67 this evening. Sunny and hot by Friday, 100 degrees, 101 on Saturday and Sunday. Going to get back up there over that century mark. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and the number is 365
3793.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good morning, Trish. Trish, of course, Trish is with me today because it's Thursdays, and we always like that. July the 24th, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least I hope we're streaming live. I'm pretty sure we are.
We're back on the air. I want to remind everybody that they can go in, if they miss the show, they can go in on the archives and they can listen to all of the different shows that are out there in case they missed one of your special guests and want to go back and listen.
That's right. You know, in fact, every one of the candidates. Now we've got all, we got all six candidates. I'm trying to find the other two. I don't even know where they're at. I hear there's two more candidates. And I'm going to try and find them, but all six of them. Right, for Reading City Council. What I'm going to do is put them all into one little spot, you know, on the website that you can go and listen to every one of them. You can listen to them this time, and then you can listen to them when they, you know, next time in September, and then again in October.
Very good.
So, okay.
So, and that's the way you can vote intelligently and vote for the proper people to make sure that this city does move forward. You've got to get involved and vote, but you can listen and know something about the candidate.
Okay. Hey, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are slightly positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points, 17,097. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1988. And the NASDAQ Composite, positive 2 points, 4,476. Active stocks on the NASDAQ this morning, Facebook up $3.84 at $75.13. Yahoo, positive 76 cents at $35.47. And Citrix System, that's a tough one to say, is up $2.66 at $66.76. For local stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 19 cents at $22.91. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $6.32. For commodities, gold is down $13 an ounce at $12.93. Silver off 41 cents at $20. And crude oil down 55 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday right here at 708-808-908. You know, if you're looking for, I know that investments are so important, you know, and I know that investments when you're working on, you've got, there's not a lot of money out there. So you want to make sure that your investments are good. And you're looking at, gosh, you know, the stock market keeps going up, but then it goes down. Or is that the only thing I should put my money into? Or what is the way to go? Well, call our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors at 243-7561 because, you know, they know what's going on. They're experts in their fields. They can get together with you. They're your neighbors. They want you to succeed. They absolutely want you to succeed. So, again, 243-7561. And then stop on by Park Marina Drive and visit them. Trish, we've already given the weather today. And it looks like, you know what, we've had a lot of weather that's just been good.
Oh, it's been delightful for the last few days, yeah. And everybody's getting a reprieve from that over the century mark. I'm not looking forward to that returning, but it looks like it's going to this weekend.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of things happening. You know, with all the things happening in the world, Iraq, gosh, Israel going into war, the Ukraine shooting down Malaysian jetliners, all this stuff. And President Obama seems to be – the only thing he seems to be doing is like going to Seattle, going to San Francisco to raise money.
Fundraising for the Democratic Party. On our nickel.
That's right. And it's costing millions of dollars. And they, of course, don't ever pay that back. But, you know – But the thing is, one of the biggest crises we're facing is right along the border.
Exactly.
And you can't even get the president
to visit the
border. But our next guest, Dennis Michael Lynch, has visited the border. Good morning, Dennis.
How are you this morning?
Hey, we're fine.
Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
Thank you very much for being on with us today, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, you have done a you're a filmmaker, and you've been on the border. And what have you, you know, you've been on national shows here, and what you've found down there is practically, I mean, it's devastating. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
I've been doing this for 4 years, and, you know, he introduced me as a filmmaker. I'm a business guy. I'm a CEO who's had hundreds of employees over his entire career, and I just know how to operate a camera. So at the end of the day, when I look through that lens, I look through I look through it as a citizen and as a business guy. How is this affecting me? How is it affecting my family, my country, and ultimately my business? And there are four types of people who are coming through the border over the last 4 years consistently, almost in what would be considered a wave. You've got children without parents. You've got families, which would be at least one adult and one kid. You've got drug runners, human smugglers, criminals, and unfortunately you have the terror element, people who are coming from countries who the Department of Justice and the Department of Defense deem as national threats.
You know,
out of the four years that I have been doing this, I have never seen it worse than it is today. All four of those categories are coming through in numbers that are alarming, beyond alarming, really, because it has reached a level to where we can talk about the impact it has on jobs, but now it has an impact on health, because 85% of the people who are coming over and being apprehended are not being screened for diseases, and yet they're being released into the general public. Mm-hmm. As far as the drugs and the criminal element go, those people are not handing themselves over. They're just sneaking in through the border, and Border Patrol will tell you that 50% of the people who come across the border get through undetected. And then, of course, you've got the terror element. And right now, gangs are being paid up to $50,000 a head to get in what they call high-priority customers. These are people who are from the Middle East, Russia, China, places where you would just scratch your head and say, what are these people doing in Mexico? They're certainly not paying $50,000 a head to come over and pick crops.
So the other thing, too, is you see these pictures of two-year-olds coming across the border. And my question has been, as everybody else is, two- and five-year-olds, how does a two-year-old get from Venezuela to the border?
Well, you know, you do see two-year-olds and five-year-olds, but, you know, a major mistake the media makes, and I urge you never to focus on that, is that that is a very, very, very small percentage of the overall picture. The majority of the children who are coming through are teenagers, 14, 15, 16, and I should note that this year over 500,000 people have been apprehended coming across the border by Border Patrol. 85% of that number are the families, so only 15% of the kids. So when you talk about a two-year-old or a four-year-old or a five-year-old, it's a very, very small number.
Let's go now, back Brian, to the they're apprehended, and then they're released into the community? They're not turned back?
No, there's no turning them back. The only people who are turned back, if you will, are the people from Mexico. And even the people from Mexico now are claiming that they're from Central America, so they can't be turned back. The fact of the matter is that once you cross over that border, and I'm talking about 6 inches over that border, if you call apprehended, they're really surrendering themselves, because at this point they realize there's no reason to run anymore. You know, the Border Patrol will catch you. They'll take you into the detention center. You'll be asked a few questions. You're not going to be given a health check. If you are a child without an adult with you, then yes, you get put into that pile as what's called a UAC, an unaccompanied child. But the rest of those people are just released into the general public. They're taken to Greyhound bus terminals. And away you go.
I just did a blog article on the that they're opening up 5,000 more places on more bases, more military bases, throughout the country too.
That number that you're talking about, I mean,
yeah,
look,
that's just the children.
I get reports that I'm not supposed to see. Border Patrol sends me this kind of stuff because they realize I'm on their side and that I'm trying to protect the country in any way I possibly can, and I'm using my media contacts to do that. The flow of people is expected to only increase. So, right now, 300 of those children that you're talking about, 300 of the children are released every single day. So, you have to understand.
Released and taken to one of these centers?
No, I'm talking about after they're in the centers.
Oh.
Yeah, then they're released. They're sent, and where they're sent to, it still remains a mystery. I mean, that's one thing that the government has done a great job at, is concealing where it is that they're dropping these kids off to. So, they're integrating them. I mean, that's actually the word they use. You know, have been released for integration.
Oh, wow.
That's the word.
Hey, Dennis, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When I come back, I want to talk about Obama's you know, his policies, which seems to be culminating in this huge fiasco, and then what the Border Patrol themselves are doing. Are they, you know, they're, you know, from what I saw was that they're spending their time doing everything but trying to keep terrorists out of this country.
I gotcha.
Okay, all right. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service in all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Hey, they work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on emergencies. They give warranty services, and Martin and his people are just outstanding. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Dennis Miller Lynch is our guest, a CEO of many companies, but he's using his ability for film and documentaries to show what's happening on the border, and it's even worse than you could possibly imagine. We'll be right back.
Too. May the hand of a friend always be near, and may God fill your glass with another ice-cold beer.
The game is on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's.
Giants fans, where are you at?
I'm swinging a drive!
Shameless O'Leary's is ready for another World Series season, and the food is better than ever. Come try the all-new menu downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Every Monday and Thursday, it's Burger Madness. Gourmet burgers and fries for just $5.
Oh, Danny Boy, the people love the food down here.
The Danny Boy starts off with a thick beef patty, melted blue cheese, fried onion straws, lettuce, and tomato toasted on a brioche bun. Come try all five new burgers at Shameless. The Alley Pants McGee, the Irish Cowboy, the Cortez, and the Killian Callahan. Shameless is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week for all ages and open for brunch every Sunday morning.
Shameless O'Leary's, no strangers, just friends you haven't met yet.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today or less.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:18 in the morning, July the 24th, Thursday. 68 degrees out there, going up to 95 today. This portion of the show is brought to you back by the Mount Shasta Mall. Hey, it's a back-to-school resources expo from August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for all your kids. Featuring programs for children, including everything, sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, fashion tips, hair braiding, and a huge fashion show. Join Linda at Center Court at 12 p.m. for a live broadcast, and then head on down to the fashion show at 1 p.m. at Macy's Court. August 9th at Mount Shasta Mall. You know, it's a good place. There's going to be all types of things and giveaways and sales and all types of stuff for kids and everybody of all ages going back to school or just wanting to be in this. Hey, our guest today is Dennis Michael Lynch, who is a CEO, but he's also he's an admitted filmmaker who goes along the border, and he's found out a lot of things are happening. And when I left, Dennis, we talked about Obama's policy. And his policies on permisio, I think is what they called it, when south of the border. Any comments on that, or do you hear anything about that?
Yeah, look, you know, when I go back to what I said to you in the last segment, when I look at this, I say, how is it affecting my country, my children, my business, everything? Obama is obviously to blame, but so are a lot of other people. There are two things that are driving the surge of people. I'm not talking about the drug runners and the terrorists. Put those to the side. There are two things that are driving the surge, and that is the promise of amnesty, and yes, that could be put on Obama's shoulders. And number two, which is much bigger, is the promise of work. Obama can't be blamed for that. He's part of the blame. You could go back to every president who's allowed it to take place. You could go to every restaurant, landscaper, contractor, hotel, you name it, that hires illegal aliens. They all have the blame on their shoulders. So the only way to stop this surge, you can talk about bringing the National Guard down at the border as observers, you could talk about building a bigger fence, and you could do whatever it is that you want. Until we absolutely remove the incentive, people are going to come. And the way that you remove that incentive, and I'm not talking about the amnesty part, I'm talking about the big part, which is the work, is that you have to do it on both sides. From the employer standpoint, we have to start fining these people, holding their feet to the fire, and then if they continue to do it, you put them in jail. Instantly, they will stop hiring these people. Number two is that we have to start deporting thousands upon thousands of people in a very humane way, but they have to be sent home to their home country. Because remember something, these people, when they're coming over, are spending anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 to a human smuggler. And if you're going to spend your entire life savings on a human smuggler with the idea that in 7 days from then you're going to be deported back home, you're not going to come. And so until those things take place, this is going to continue. All the fixes from both sides of the aisle just always avoid the real problem.
And we're talking about, you know, like a card check, something as simple as a card check to say, look, you're either a citizen or not, or a resident alien or not. You have a green card, a permission to work card, and if you don't, we're not hiring you. So if you can't get a job, you're not going to come here.
And you're right that you're going to have to punish the employers. You're going to have to make the penalty stick, or they're going to continue to do it.
Well, look, in this world, you've heard the expression of you've got to fight fire with fire. What drives the employer to hire these people is ultimately greed. You know, they want to make more money. They want to drive the Mercedes-Benz instead of the BMW. And so what has to happen is that you've got to hit them in the wallet. You've got to hit them where it hurts the most. If you're going to do this for greed, well, guess what? We're going to take away that money because you're going to start paying, you know, $10,000 is a lot of money per head if you're hiring a bunch of these people. And you know what? If you continue to do it, we're going to take away your freedom. I guarantee you that the problem will be solved. You know, the other thing that's important to say is that, you know, over the course of time, there have been raids. There have been raids before where, you know, the government has come in and they've raided different places where they know illegals are being hired. In those cases, in almost every single case, the next day when the business owner has had to put out the help wanted sign, you've had people line up around the block for these jobs. So the idea that Americans don't want the jobs is ridiculous. Americans want the jobs. They want to be treated like Americans.
And they want
to be
paid properly.
They don't want to be treated as if they came from third world and they're going to be getting cash into the table. But employers are going to have to step up. That's basically what it is. You're going to have to drive the BMW instead of the Mercedes-Benz.
Do you, so then you believe that the old saying is that, oh, we've got these type of jobs that Americans won't do?
Of course there are. Listen, there are a lot of the farm jobs, the agricultural jobs, but we have visa programs in place for that. So it's not like we're not, allowing these people to come into the country and to work on the farms and as migrant workers. We are definitely allowed to do that. But are you going to start telling me that Americans don't like to build homes? That Americans don't like to put in windows?
That Americans don't like to
do
drywall and do roofing? No, and one of the things is that first group of illegals that came over that took these jobs, then the second flow that's been rolling through there has been taking the first group of illegals' jobs because they're doing it even cheaper. I mean, this is a never-ending battle.
It's a never-ending battle. It's even getting worse. I mean, I can tell you just, where I live in New York, we are now to the point of where, the illegal alien population is no longer afraid. I mean, they hold these signs sometimes. You've seen it before, unafraid, unapologetic. And now they're just blatantly going out and getting a truck and they're starting their own business. I mean, they're here and they're not only here working illegally, they're living here illegally, and now they're actually having businesses established illegally, and nobody's stopping them. And it makes it impossible. I can't tell you how many contractors and how many construction guys I know who are saying, I've got to find another line of business. I just cannot compete. There's no way I could pay for all the insurances and all the different labor that I would have to hire legally. I cannot compete with these guys when they don't have to get the permits. They don't have to get the insurances. They could hire other illegal people. There's no way I can compete. I'm going out of business.
So, Dennis, can this start at the local level? Obviously, we don't have an administration in place and are not going to for the next 2 years that's going to do anything about this problem. What can we do locally in our communities? Is there something that we can start this ball rolling to stop this?
You know, there are a number of things. First of all, I have people who visit my Facebook page all the time. I'll just throw it out there. It's facebook.com/DMLDaily. Stands for Dennis Michael Lynch, DML Daily. And people ask me this question more than any other question. The number one thing that you can do is that if you're going to hire somebody to do work on your house, you have to make sure that they don't hire illegal workers. And although you may pay, let's say, $5,000 for the job instead of paying $4,500 or $4,000 for the job, remember, although you're getting hit on the front end, it will long-term save you money on the back end in terms of your taxes. And you'll come out with a net gain, believe me that. So you've got to be diligent about who it is that you hire and who it is that you don't hire. And then secondly, to be honest, I mean, this is why, when I talk to you about that, I'm a business guy converted to doing filmmaking. I mean, I'm on Fox News all the time, and every time I have a new film out, I always put it on DVD. I don't put them out in theaters. And the reason being is because if I put them in theaters, the only people who are going to come see them are people who are like-minded. And that's not going to change anything. So what I do is I have people go to my website, and they buy the DVD, and I send them extra copies for free. You take the extra copies, and you give them to people. Now, I'll tell you the effectiveness that has. Number one, I've had people who used to hire illegal aliens, and they just did it because they said, hey, listen, everybody else is doing it. But once they really understand the impact that it's having on their country and on their children's future, I know many people who stopped hiring them. They said, hey, listen, I just didn't know this was the impact that was taking place. I apologize for it. I'll never do it again. And then secondly, I know it because when the Senate Immigration Reform Bill passed last year, that's exactly when my film, They Come to America 2, came out. And Sean Hannity had me on for an hour. We moved so many DVDs. And what wound up happening is it spurred those people who had never, it motivated them, people who had never, ever called Congress before, they've never written letters before. These people took action, and they demanded that the House not even consider that bill, let alone pass it. And I've had Congress people tell me before, your movie was instrumental in stopping this, because we received so many phone calls and letters saying They Come to America and They Come to America Too. And I know it for certain. So something like that, that sort of program, whether it's with my DVDs or whether it's an article you read in the paper and you send it out on Facebook. Here's a very important thing about Facebook.
when you take an advertisement on television, 14% of the people who see it feel it discredibility. The majority of people don't. But if you take that same advertisement and you put it on Facebook and you share it, the credibility level goes up to 76%. So the people, your friends say, hey, listen, you know what, if Chuck or Joe or Susie is sending this to me, she obviously thinks I need to see this because there's something relevant in there. So when you see something on Facebook, if you get something through email, and I'm not talking about the ridiculous things that get circulated around. I'm really talking about, hey, the stat is this. There's this many sick people coming in, or this is what it costs when you hire somebody illegally. And you share that information. Believe me, that's the sort of thing you can do.
So give us your Facebook page again.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/DMLDaily. Stands for Dennis Michael Lynch, DML Daily. And that basically is telling you I'm on there every single day, always feeding people information. And my website where you can find the movies is theycometoamerica.com.
Theycometoamerica.com. Hey, Dennis, are you going to be able to stay with us a little bit longer, or do you have to run?
I can't. I actually have another radio interview.
Okay. Thank you so much.
This is my life. I do this all day.
Well, we want to
do it for 3 hours. I do it for 9. You get paid. I don't.
You know, I own the station.
We understand.
This thing about getting paid, you know, is a relative.
Sometime in the future.
That's a relative term, right?
I get it. You get gas money. I don't.
If my wife gives it to me. Hey, Dennis, let me just get just in 30 seconds. How are the Border Patrol? What are they saying?
The morale of the Border Patrol is horrible. It's at an all-time low. You know, these guys are suffering something that we're all suffering, but they're suffering it from two ends. I mean, you know, as a professional, these guys took an oath to defend the borders of the United States, and they realize that that's really not what they're doing. And, you know, some people say, well, then, you know, you should keep your oath. Okay, well, keep your oath. It's going to last for a day because you won't keep your job. So, you know, they're very, very, the morale is very low. And then remember, these guys are also American citizens. So they understand that not only are they not keeping their job title, so to say, but when they release somebody into the general public, they're releasing it into the same schools that their kids go to, or they're releasing it into the same tax, you know, the same districts for the school taxes that they're paying. So they feel it twice. So it's really, really bad down there. These guys want the law to be enforced, and unfortunately it's not being enforced. And, you know, I'm telling you, if there was ever a depressing time at the Border Patrol station, it's now.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Dennis Michael Lynch. TheyComeToAmerica.com is his website. DML Daily on Facebook. And thanks a lot for being with us. And I hope this is not the last time because there's some other things we need to talk about.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
You bet.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's 8:31 in the morning. It's 68 degrees out there, heading up to 95. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the top up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tie.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and she'll be giving away more tickets today. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I was just down there yesterday.
I can see that.
You know what? I love that place. You know, I mean, you just walk in there and it's, you get in, you sit down, everybody's talking about different things, sports, we're talking about baseball and then, you know, hockey. And then, of course, there's, you know, catch up on your reading. And I'm not talking about, you know, period interest reading. I'm talking like Car and Track and National Geographic and, you know, Guns and
Ammo
on that. No Oprah down there. It's Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for veterans and seniors. Great people. DC, Tim, in the Man in Black down there. Trish Clark is here with me today. You know what? This, our last guest, Dennis Michael Lynch, who is, you know, he's a national level guest, and we get these all the time. Already some people on our chat room said already liked DML's Facebook page and shared his website on Facebook. You know, there's a lot of things going on, you know, out there, and this guy's along the border, and, you know, frankly, it's almost scary when you think about everything that's happening that we don't even. We're getting the wave tops, as they call it. You know, we're not seeing what's underneath there.
But you know, if you stop and think about it and you really start reading and listening, this guy's got my mind absolutely just going in cartwheels here. Because this is really serious. This is impacting everybody. I mean, even down in the little town of Anderson, there's an impact from what's happening on our border. And we are not able to do anything to stop it. You have an administration who is flying around the country raising money, spending a lot of time in our airplane, spending our money to raise money to continue to elect the kind of people that are letting this happen.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, the thing about it is, the thing about it is this. We've got a border that could be shut down tomorrow if we had the absolute, cojones to do it.
We already have the laws in place which don't allow what is happening to happen.
And they say, well, we need an immigration policy.
We don't have one.
We do have an immigration policy. And the immigration policy has worked a long time. Why it doesn't work is when you have people that talk about permisio and not throwing people out here that are here illegally. And when did they stop putting the word illegal in front of the word immigrants? It used to be illegal aliens. Then it went illegal immigrants. And now they're just saying immigrants.
They're not immigrants. They're migrating. They're not coming into our country and becoming a part of our country. They're coming in. They're migrating. They're living like they live in their old country. They're just telling us we don't like English. We don't like the way you run your country, and we're not going to do it. We're going to do it our way. And we have an administration that isn't even trying to stop them from doing that.
Yeah, they don't, and for whatever reason, if this is just lowering the standard of the United States, he's done a great job. Our medical system, it's helping people. Is it really helping people? Is it really helping people? Obamacare? No. It's not really okay.
Well,
that's not true.
How many people did they throw off of Obamacare that thought they had coverage?
There are people that it does help, and I know people that it does help, but I know many other people that it hasn't helped.
There were ways to help those people. Yes. There were already ways in place that those people could have been helped.
Yes.
And simple fixes without taking over the whole medical system by the government.
You don't have to change everything when you just have to adjust a couple of screws, a couple of nuts. And look who's making money on this. And, the ones that, we're going to go after the insurance companies. Well, frankly, the insurance companies just love this. They're making money. They're making money on this. And you get, everything that this man has said. We're going after Wall Street. Well, what exactly have they gone after Wall Street about? The stock market's at so high. They're still paying out hundreds of millions of dollars in CEO salaries. I mean, come on. What exactly they done?
But to different businesses than they were doing before.
Well, you know what? And here's, right. Okay. It just irritates me that I see these things going on. But Lynch is right. You know where it starts? It starts right here in Reading. Every one of my employees I check is an American citizen. Or they're here legally. Everybody has to do that. And in fact, why doesn't the city council and the board of supervisors say every business that comes here and does business has to be you have to hire people that are here legally, or they have a right to work card? I have no problem bringing in thousands across the border with a right to work card.
We've done it for years in the migrant farm workers.
Yes, they take care of everything. They do the picking.
And then they go home.
And you send them home again. There's nothing wrong with that. But why don't we say that officially in this town? If you want to do business in Reading, then you better be hiring legals. And if you don't, you're not going to do business here. But do you think they're going to do that, or Shasta County?
No.
Of course not. And why is that?
Because they're going to say, well, the policies are not there. We're under the arm of the state. We can't do that. We don't have the people.
How can you get sued for hiring people that are here illegally?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you be sued for hiring people that are here illegally? And if you don't hire them, you should be fined.
And there are plenty of people out there, American citizens who need jobs who will do the work.
You may have to pay a buck more. Hey, guess what? It's like Lynch said, we pay more. Maybe we pay more up front, but we gain so much at the other end.
Exactly, because all that money goes right back into our system and employs other people and pays your wages.
All right, let's talk about the July 30th, this town hall meeting. This thing's getting big. I know that Rob Palladio was on the show yesterday, and there's a group called Stand Up Reading or something that's about. They want to bring as many people possible to the town hall meeting. They want to bring a couple thousand people to the town hall meeting. I know right now they're talking about moving the location from the city hall, because if you have this many people, you can only get like 400 people in the city hall, in the council chambers.
So you get
400 in there in standing room only. You still got another 1,000 or 1,500 outside. They can't hear what's going on in any of this. Now, we will be broadcasting it. We will be so you can hear what's going on. And it's not just the chief. It's going to be the sheriff, the public defender. It's going to be the district attorney, Steve Carlton, or his representative. Chief of police from Anderson. And they're going to be talking about this problem, because it is a problem. But it's on multi-levels, where people say, wait a minute, this is your town hall, chief. It may be his town hall, but this is a multi-layer problem.
It's a system-wide problem.
Right. It's not just – it's – you know what? And the chief needs more people. let's just get right down to it. He needs more people. He's got less people than they had, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, or back when Blankenship was chief. We've been hit with AB 109, and people have said, "Well, look, we'll just give you more money for overtime." It's not overtime. It's not overtime, my friends. It's the people are like multiple deployments of the military. They're starting to get worn out. And he talked about it yesterday. All these problems that are hitting us, the chief said, we're on our way to a perfect storm, and he and Tom said it 2 years ago. We're on our way, and 6 months ago they said the system's broken. The system's broken because we can't keep it up. The district attorney sat right here on that stool right there, and he said we've brought cases to end, and we didn't have a courtroom available.
So, and that's the issue. People think you can go out and you can hire some more policemen and put them on the street. You can hire more deputies. You can't do that. You've got to have the whole system. You've got to have a place to put them. You've got to have prosecutors. You've got to have people to defend them after they're arrested. And you have to have a place to store them once they're arrested.
Well, let's get right down into that. Okay, what are we doing to find a place to store them? And then the word, okay, we want to have this election that's going to raise sales tax 0.25% or whatever. At least it's an idea, and maybe, you know, I think that we've got to really look at this. How much money are they going to make out of that? $10 million? And they said, well, we can take these AB 109ers and move them. Well, it's got
to hit them all.
You can't restrict it like that, Rick. And, you know, I love you, man. And I'm glad that we're starting to do something. But it can't restrict it just to AB 109ers. This has got to be a plan. We've got to take those people you arrest and putting them off the street right then. Because if you don't, you turn them loose.
Whether or not they're part of the 109.
109s or not, you know, and then, you know, how many people can we really send away from here? Say, you know, okay, so you've got like 80 convicted that are in that jail right now for multiple year terms. Okay, maybe we can take that 80 out. Okay, you're going to fill that up in a day. And then what about the next ones that are convicted and the next ones? What you need to do is take like a 300, 400 of them spots and take them off the street. Now, how do we do that? There is a plan out there. We have to get forward with this. How do we do that? Because once you take this 250 off the streets, 300 off the streets, watch crime drop.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the other thing is, once the message gets out there that this is a community that is going to handle the problem, you're not going to have an easy time coming in here and breaking the law and minor theft. You're going to jail. They'll move on. They'll go to other communities once you can get the message out there. But this is going to take some time to back up all of these systems to make it happen. Once you arrest them, you lock them up. Then you can get them in the courtroom. You can get them prosecuted.
You can
start the rehabilitation. But you've got to have money in all those places. You can't just go out and hire some cops.
That's right. Hey, we got to take a break. This portion of our show has been brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? Head on down. 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in town. Let that tax money stay here so we can lock these bad guys up. Redding Crown Motors, you know, it's your local Ford, Dodge Ram. By the way, Dodge Ram trucks are, nice truck. 2013, 2014 truck of the year. Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership right here. They've got every other kind of previously owned car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want in an outstanding service department. Give them a call at 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. It's Trish Clark and Carl Bott, and we're going to keep talking about crime, things to do here. And if you haven't heard what all the candidates say they want to do about crime, then you need to go to KCNR 1460 and look at last week's archives. We had every one of the candidates, including and starting this week with and Mike Quinn on Tuesday of this week, talking about what their ideas are to fight crime. We'll be right back.
You'll be dancing in the aisles this Friday and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Waterworks Park invites you to support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with music from some of your favorite animated movies. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited, you've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale starting at only $7 now at ReadingCivic.com.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Tonight, on the spot with Linda Bott, and she's got all types of guests coming on and a lot of things to give away. But you know what? I've got two more tickets to give away to Kids Unlimited. 605-4567, 605-4567. Two tickets to give away to Kids Unlimited. It's going to be this Saturday, one-time event at 2 p.m. Down at the Civic Auditorium, of course. So the first person that calls... 605-45, well, I'll tell you what, call 605-4565 because all the lines are filled up right now. But let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Carl? Hey, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good. I think that this event will be really good. You know, Simpson College might be a good place to have it. I know when Wally Herger came here in 2009, we put about 2,400 people in there. At Simpson College Gym. That's one thing. And the other question I wanted to ask, Carl or Trish, have you guys heard if our city council members are going to be there or if our board of supervisors are going to be there? And I would think that maybe not on the panel, but maybe sitting off to the side to where...
They'll be there to listen and find out what people think.
I think they should have.
And answer maybe some questions.
Absolutely.
I think that, frankly, I think there should be reserved seating for our city council and the board of supervisors because this is a Northern this is a California problem, but especially a Shasta County problem.
And the Anderson City Council ought to be there as well.
I think so.
And the Shasta Lake
right.
City Council.
So
you guys are right. And Carl,
all
you
of our elected officials ought to be there
to
and
hear
be
this,
involved
to
hear
listen
what's
to what
on.
The people say. And you know, and none of this about we're tired of nothing.
Yes, and you hit the nail on the head a while ago. You said it's been 3 years, and you know, really when you look at it, I mean, you know, the chief and the sheriff are hamstrung by what the by their bosses, which is the Board of Supervisors and City Council, and for them not to be there sitting, maybe not up to answering all the questions, but in an area where they should, rather than just sort of listen to this thing, you know, people should give the input to them also, I think.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
I think you're right. They shouldn't be there as decision makers, and we don't want to put them in a position where they all have Brown Act issues and we have to notice this and all of those things. So you can't have them there formally, but they can certainly be there. It's part of their job, and they should do that without us telling them.
And I tell you who else should be there is Kurt Starman and Larry Lease, because they, you know, as the city manager and executive, you know, the executive
officer.
And the
city managers from the other two cities.
Should be there so they can see, because a lot of the things that, you know, frankly, you talk to a turn around the city council, why don't you do that? That's not what they're here for. But they're there to listen and to hear what the people are saying so they can address this in later meetings.
You sure that in a town hall forum, are you sure that the Board of Supervisors couldn't be there in a separate capacity with City Council? Are you sure that's a violation of the Brown Act, number one? And number two, you guys hit the nail on the head. Starman and Mr. Lee should both be there to answer questions.
No, I think that they can be there. I think both. I think
everybody
can be there.
They can't be there as a formal, because if they do, then you've got to go through the notice of a meeting.
Yeah, you have to scatter them through the crowd.
Yeah,
you're right. That's a good point.
They can be there. But they need to be there to listen, and I think they need to be recognized, too. Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. We got other people on the line, and everybody's calling. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. Okay, Wayne, we need to go to our next line.
Line two, please.
Line two.
We got Billy Bob on the phone.
Billy Bob, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on, Billy Bob.
Oh, okay. Thanks for taking my call again.
You bet.
Hey, I just want to reiterate my statement that the mistake was made by our short-sightedness of our supervisors and the sheriff 2.5 years ago when they turned down the state money for the new jail that would have solved half the problems, if not all the problems. It would have been nearing completion by this time. And again, another thought for the interim problem, the Shasta County should make an effort to open up Crystal Creek. That would put 300 of the low priority felons or criminals up there at Crystal Creek. It's a facility that would work in the interim until we get a new application for a new jail sitting right next to the jail that sits there and get her done the way it should have been done 2.5 years ago. Thank you.
You bet,
good
Billy Bob.
Show.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Billy Bob, I was just going to say is that they addressed this thing about Clear Creek going to be too hard and blah, blah. You know what? I'm not going to say that anymore because we need to think outside the box, and maybe there is something you can do with that.
Yeah, and recognize that that's not a county facility. It's a state facility, and we have to work through them. But you're absolutely right. We should look at everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody says, is this going to be filmed? You know what? Maybe it will be filmed. Maybe that we can get our community access channel, get them down there and film this thing, because we're going to be broadcasting it, and maybe we can get it filmed at the same time. We're going to check with Deborah Lucero and see if that if that can occur. Okay, now, I've still got these tickets because we had all the phone lines backed up. A ticket for the Kids Unlimited this Saturday at 2 p.m. And give us a call at 605-4567. Give us a call. Now, the other thing about this big thing, Trish, on the 30th, I hope 2,000 people show up. Now, you know, but it's going to be moved. Now, the question is where? We're going to find out this morning.
It
could be the Civic Auditorium.
They'll have it in the paper, and we'll have it here on the radio.
And we're going to be talking about, you know what else we need to do?
Where it's going to be.
We need to cut a PSA for this and share it with our other stations around here, that we get a lot of people there so that people can, you know, can weigh in on this, can hear. Like, you know, they can go back and listen to our archives, or they can listen to the show, because we've had everyone. One of them here. We had Dave Kehoe on the other day, and you know what? Dave didn't back off on that prison decision. He said, "Yeah, we could have gotten the money, but there was no way that they could have maintained it after that." Now, you look back on it now and think, "Well, maybe you know."
Well, and the fact of the matter is, because there's not enough money in the budget for the officers to be in the jail, maintaining those jails, we need to take a look at some different ways to store them. Private. That somebody mentioned on the
yeah.
The,
what about
when
a private
Schaefer
jail? Private
was running
prison.
For the Board yeah. of Supervisors, he talked at great length about private prisons. They work very successfully in other communities. They become a source of revenue and income for the community.
Could be.
And they operate different than they have to
they
under
do.
The sheriff's budget. So
now,
that's
fact,
a possibility,
gonna,
and maybe we need to
I'm going
to
start
it.
A PayPal account, and one of those where you get things started, financing, that I will, if I collect enough money here, I'll build a prison.
With
I'll,
a PayPal
I'll go
account.
With a PayPal account, and then there's other things that you start your own business type things.
There you go.
You know, where people can, you know, oh, okay, that. I'll, you know, and it's what is it? You have millions of people paying a dollar a piece. I'll just say, look, build a prison in Shasta County, and it will come. And then
let's
as soon as I
right
get most
get
of the money,
the
I will say, well, you say, well, how are you going to do it? That's impossible. I'll say, I'm going to call Maurice Johannesson. I'll say, Maurice, we need a 40-acre facility here. Could you take care of that? And you know what? And 2 days later, we've got permits.
There. Yeah. Okay, good. That'll work.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. It's a big day today. You know, this guy, Lynch, like I said, national level. National
Need
level.
To get him back.
Yeah, and we're going to get him back on talking about all the things that are happening around here, the good things that are happening. This thing on July the 30th is very, very important. You know, good news, you know, houses, more houses being sold. They're looking at taking this Union Pacific train station thing, and they want to completely redo it.
Boy, and I'm going to tell you that I just wish them all the luck in the world with Union Pacific, having had to deal with them on a few occasions. Let's just say that they are less than cooperative.
Woo, woo.
I'm just saying.
Here come the train. Here come the train.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well,
lots
you know what?
Of luck on that.
But, you know, Vince Stevens, I'm going to try and get Vince on, maybe if I can get him on for about a half an hour tomorrow to talk about it. I want to have Ted Leidy on to talk about all these things that are happening in the and about security of your home. Because by the stats that are going out is that the violent crime is kind of on its way down, but the burglaries and all that personal property crimes are up. What can you do to help safeguard your house and home again? And there's a lot of things that you can do. So maybe we can have both of them on at various times. And, of course, Sharon Clark is going to be my guest co-host tomorrow. Linda's on tonight, on the spot with Linda Bott. She's got all types of fantastic guests, travel, music, you name it. And, plus, she's going to be giving away tickets tonight, too. Trish, thank you so much.
I love Thursdays. Love sharing with the community.
Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hoping to escape the bloodshed in the Gaza Strip, at least 15 people are dead after Israeli tank shells slammed into a school, a UN-designated shelter.
What we understand is that the school was hit by shell fire. People have been sent, casualties have been sent to at least 3 hospitals in northern Gaza. And while schools have been hit before, we believe that this is the first time people have been killed while sheltering in what is supposed to be a UN-protected area.
The BBC's Chris Morris in the Gaza Strip. The French foreign minister says an Algerian plane that disappeared while flying over northwest Africa today probably crashed. The plane was carrying 116 people. Aviation consultant Robert Mann takes note of a series of recent air tragedies.
It does seem like there's a kind of an adverse trend here, but the trend really is the rapid growth in air travel and the rapid growth in flight activity associated.